Welcome to the Business Life and Joy podcast, where we believe that both your business and your life can be filled with joy. If you want to grow an online business without fear, self-doubt, or the need to take on a hustle around the clock mindset, you are in the right place at the right time. I'm your host, Shante Grant, creative entrepreneur, teacher, two-time online business owner, mom, wife, and friend. Thank you for being present with me for today's episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast. Hey friends, so I started recording today's episode and about 12 minutes in realized that my microphone was not attached and that this episode started off being recorded on my computer audio, which is of course not good audio compared to my microphone. However, I went off my notes a lot in what I was saying and there's really no way for me to replicate the words that I was saying. They were truly really important. And so you'll notice the first about 12 minutes of today's episode. I'm going to hand this over to the editors. They may be able to fix it and you may not even notice, but you may notice that it's a little different, but it will pick back up with me and the microphone. Like I said, I realized it when I looked at the screen, that it wasn't picking up my microphone. But I just want to let you know, listen through it, because the beauty of this is that I went off script and really just started talking and sharing the reason why today's episode is so important. And I didn't want to scratch what really was meant for you to hear for lack of quote unquote perfection or professionalism or not sounding its best because I didn't speak into a microphone. Although I was speaking into my microphone, my computer was just recording it. So I just wanted to let you know that you may notice a sound difference in the first 12 minutes, but listen, because truly there's a lesson here. You were supposed to hear those words, and I will not remove what you needed to hear in order to appear to sound, you know, have a better sound. There's a lesson in that. And so just want to let you know that. So here we go. Let's get started with today's episode. Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast. Today is a really exciting day around here, particularly if you're listening in real time, but even if you are not, because this week's episode, along with the next 3 weeks, are all challenges for you. We are entering into the February month of challenges, four challenges, 4 weeks. So one new challenge every Monday morning. And what these challenges are, they really are help you to live a life free of distraction and discontentment. As many of you know, I help women build life on the other side of busy. But what that really means when we break it down for me is I had to go and figure out what's the root cause of the busy, right? Because here's the thing, no matter what strategy me or someone else gives you, if you don't cut off the root, all you're doing is laying a strategy over bad roots, and those things are going to keep up sprouting. Is that a word? Those things are going to keep those negative things, those negative behaviors, those negative consequences, those negative feelings, things that continue to happen and spring up in your life, they're going to continue to happen until you cut off the root. And so I am in the business of killing roots or weeds. I don't know. I have to ask someone who's better at gardening, but go with me here. Essentially, what I'm saying is the root cause of the things are the real things we need to solve. A lot of the times, people are looking to just cure the symptom, but not actually get the cancer out of the body. Get the cancer out, and then you won't keep having this recurring thing. Get the root cause of the problem out, and you won't keep having this thing of, oh, I'm so busy. 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 Okay, I tried this new thing. I bought this new planner. I bought this new method. I tried this new thing. And then however many days, weeks, months later, you're back in that vicious cycle. And so what I am in the business of is helping women to find out what those root causes are and nip them in the bud. What I have found is that at the heart of this busyness, this need, this pressure, this tension to do it all are a number of things. First,
a lack of a clear vision and clear understanding of who you are and what you want, independent of anything else. Like, independent of what do you want as a mom? What do you want as a wife? What do you want as a friend? What do you want as a daughter? What do you want as a citizen? What do you want as a business owner? What do you want as a stay-at-home mom? What do you want as a anything? Like, independent of all of that, who are you and what do you want? Having a clear, strong picture, self-identity, that is missing in so many people. And because of that, that is one of the root causes that continues to cause negative things to sprout up in your life. I want to kill that root, right? Another thing that I see, and really it is a result of that first thing I just mentioned, not having that clear identity and clear understanding of who you are and what you want. Another thing that I notice is this pressure to do it all, to be it all, because either you've told yourself you have to be, someone has told you you have to be, you've grown up in an environment or a place or a world or society that makes you feel you have to do it all, or it comes from this place of comparison. You believe that it looks like other people are doing quote unquote it all, and so you have to do that too, rather than, again, going back to understanding what it is you want for your life. Because you could be watching someone who is miserable and they're just putting on the same show that you're now about to put on. And what do you do for the women, for the girls who are watching? You continue to perpetuate this cycle of, I'm just putting on a show, doing the things that it looks like I'm supposed to be doing, most of which I hate, I dread, I'm not good at, I don't feel purposed in, so many other things, right? That is another root cause that I want to eradicate and kill at the weeds. And so I was thinking about that a lot. I've thought about, I have devoted so much time in December and January. So December, the end of last year, 2019, and January this year, to literally sitting and thinking, like, what is it? I know what I'm here to do. I know how I can help women. How do I articulate and explain it to them that this is what I see as the problem? And one of the things that came to my mind was to take small things, small doses, and hand it to them and teach you these small things that if you can implement them in your life, will grow to be big things that change your life for the better. And so with that, this is the start of that. And I want to make it clear, this is the start. This month does not cure it all, but it is the start of what you're going to see me doing and working on all year to help you with. And so that's how this challenge was born. I thought, here are four things we're going to start with. These challenges to help you, like I said, start to really attack that root that I think leads to the perpetual discontentment, pressure, do it all, I need to do it all feel, and which all leads to busyness, which is the villain I'm fighting in this world. So with that, the first of these challenges, the first four challenges that we're about to embark upon together are going to help you. They're going to help you become proactive and intentional with your time. They're going to help you live a life of intentionality. They're going to help you get on the other side of busy by eradicating those things, those lies, those stories, those narratives, those problems that you haven't addressed, all the things that have gotten you there in the first place. Because I'm not a person of Band-Aids. I'm a person of cure. Let's cure the disease in this community of women who desire to live a life on the other side of busy, who desire to be purposeful and intentional, who desire to be able to have peace and joy. I mean, this podcast is called Business Life and Joy, right? So that's my intention. That's my heart. That is the purpose behind this challenge. These challenges that we're going to do and things that are coming even after February. And I really want to take the time to explain that to you. And you'll hear me explaining this time and time and time again this year, because I really want you to see and understand that it's not some strategy. It's not, you know, a planner. It's not a meditation practice. It's not a gratitude practice in the world that is going to cure your problems if you don't get to the root of the actual problem. And I think one of those roots, perhaps the most important one, is a lack of self-identity and understanding who you are and what you want. And also understanding that that evolves, right? So first, that kind of leads me directly into this week's challenge, the very first challenge to kick off with. But let me say, if you are listening and you are not a part of the challenge, you can join by going to shantegrant.com/challenge. That's shantegrant.com/challenge. And that will also be linked in the show notes to today's episode, which can be found at shantegrant.com/144. So every single Monday, here's how the challenge works. There will be a brand new email in your inbox with the details on the challenge and how to get started, along with a link to listen to the episode that joins the challenge for the week. Today, like I said, is the first challenge, week one, and we are talking about It All Begins With You. So on Monday, if you're listening in real time, on Monday, you'll have an email. Every Wednesday, while the challenge is live, I am going to go live on Instagram, and you can be following me there at Shuntae Grant. That's S-H-U-N-T-A-G-R-A-N-T. And I want to bring you on screen with me during those Instagram lives to talk about each week's challenge and how it's going for you. And then on the Thursday of every week of the challenge, you will have a brand new episode of SGTV, which airs on IGTV. And that is going to be something to aid you in completing the challenge that week. And then every Friday, we report our wins, how we did that week in the challenge. So if you're listening real time, every Monday, you're going to have an email in your inbox with details. And depending on the challenge, you may have more emails throughout the week. You'll also get a reminder on Wednesday to go live with me at 2:00 Eastern time every Wednesday during the challenge. And then on Thursdays, you'll have a brand new IGTV episode waiting for you. And on Friday, we will report our wins. We'll report our wins all week throughout the challenge. But in particular on Fridays, we want to celebrate that we got through that challenge and we did what we were challenged to do in that week. And so starting with week one, like I said earlier, going to that root, it all begins with you. So what are we going to be working toward this week? This week, we are writing a personal mission statement, or you can think of it as a life statement. I'll use those words interchangeably. And before you think, I don't get it. How is it going to help me? Just stick with me, all right? Keep listening. Hear me out. It is for everyone, and it's not difficult. And what you're going to write may evolve as you evolve, but what is most important is that you walk through the process so that you can receive and achieve the many benefits that come with completing your own personal life statement. So I always like to tell you guys why I think something matters or is important. So let's start there. Why should you write and think about writing a personal mission or personal life statement? Well, a number of reasons, but one of the things I found as a huge benefit is if you deal with indecision about anything in your life, a personal mission statement really kind of gets you back to who am I? What do I really want? What really matters to me? And it helps you gain perspective because throughout life, I think one of the tricks of life is to try to help you forget who you are and forget all the things you're going to write down in this personal statement. It helps. It removes, you know, I think another thing life does is it removes so many things out of perspective. It makes things that aren't huge appear, you know, objects may be larger than they appear in the mirror.
I recently did an Instagram live and I talked about how I just had like three or four different things that felt like when it rains, it pours, like all these things kept happening back to back to back. And it just feels like you're getting punched. And when that happens in life, we can make those inconveniences, things that we didn't want to happen, much bigger than they are. We can make them feel so big and we lose perspective. One of the many things that are going right, the things that are going well, and so one of the reasons I also think a personal life statement or mission statement is so important is it helps ground you and bring you back to, I was going to say ground zero, but it brings you back into perspective. It puts everything back into perspective for me. When things are going excellent, things are going not excellent, wherever I am, having a personal mission statement takes away the magnifying glass that makes things that aren't really that big it makes it, basically I'm trying to say, even when good things happen and you want to magnify those, and that makes you lose perspective, when bad things happen and you magnify that, that makes you lose perspective. What this mission statement does is it removes that magnifying glass and just shows everything as it really is. And when you do that, you realize so many of the things that you feel are quote unquote problems, in the grand scheme of things, they're not. So one of the reasons why I think this is so important to start with, of course, as I alluded to earlier, is it starts with you. This is the only way to get to the root. If you're not willing to work on you, if you're not willing to think about, take the time to think about you, who you are, I can't think of, if that's not worth your time, if you aren't worthy of your time, of your thoughts, of you, I mean, I don't even know how to finish that sentence. If you don't think you're worth taking the time to think about and sit down and write, I mean, why listen to this podcast? Why listen and ask about business strategy? Why ask about life advice or help or inspiration? If you're not willing to work on you and do you, then nothing else anyone ever can tell you, help you with, it's not going to help you. So that's why we're starting with you. And that's why I call it this challenge. It starts with you. This is the It Starts With You challenge. We're writing, and the challenge is, I'm challenging you to write a personal mission statement this week. It's not a dissertation. It can be three sentences. It can be three words. It can be three pages. You decide. Probably not three pages, but you know what? You decide. Personal mission statement really is just grounding. It's foundational, and it serves as a reminder of what you want to do in this earth, or why you feel you are put here in this earth, or what it is you always need to be reminded as it relates to who you are. And I want to state again, it's who you are independent of any of your human relationships, because I think a lot of the times we go straight for that. We define ourselves immediately by other people. I want to encourage you not to do that. Yes, our relationships are very important, but the one you have with yourself is also very important. And understanding who you are independent of those, because guess what? One bad day can end all those relationships. You might be a wife, you might be a mother, you may be a child, you may be a sibling, but guess what? All those people, if they went away, you're still here. So I want you to start there and think about life for you as you, right? So what I mean by a personal mission statement or personal life statement is basically written words that describe you, what matters to you, who you are, what you want to do in this earth, any of those. It could be something that talks about all those things, one of those things, but really it gets to, at the core, who are you and what do you want to do? And the thing is, remember, this is something that when you go back to it, I like to review mine at least once every day. I read mine again before I started here, and actually my shoulders drop. I could feel my shoulders drop. It melts away the cares of life. Actually, one of the lines in mine talks about how I don't have to be bogged down by the cares of life. And I'm going to share mine later this week if you're on the challenge, which you can get in by going to shantegrant.com/challenge. But I'm going to share mine with you as well. And it's ever evolving. And so it changes often. Well, it doesn't change often, but it is subject to, I may add to it. But I love it just as it is today. But I want you to think of your life again before you think of yourself as a friend, a wife, a mom, a sister, a daughter, anything. Think about you. Who are you before you define yourself with your human relationships? Because your human relationships do matter. But you being able to define this, this is the beauty of it, is what makes you a better thing, better mom, better wife, better friend, better cousin, better sister, better insert relationships, right? If you can get this, then what you're doing is making those relationships better, because you're able to have an understanding of who you are first without making your identity tied to another human being, right? So who are you? What do you want to do with your life? What is it? What's the bedrock or foundation of your life? Being able to write this out is going to give you a place to check in as you continue life every day. That's why I like to read mine every day. You can even ask yourself, like, is this choice or is this option that stands before me something that furthers my mission statement? Is this going to help me fulfill it, live it out? Does it matter? So if you want to live a life of generosity, and that's something that's kind of a bedrock, a foundation of your life, giving back to a specific type of community or people, group of people, is that part of your life statement? Is it to glorify God using your talent and your gifts? Because then you can always go back to that and say, is this an opportunity that allows me to fulfill my mission, which is to be generous to this specific group of people, or to be generous in general, or to glorify God, or to use my talents, or to use my gifts? You can always go back to that. And the beauty of this is it's yours. So there's nothing you write down is wrong, as long as it's honest. Nothing is too simple. Nothing is too deep. If it matters to you, then it matters here. So I want you to take time this week. Today's the first day of the challenge. Whenever you're listening to this, it's the first day of the challenge for you. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to do today. But the goal is within 5 days. So today is technically, this is first heard on Monday, and you have till Friday. So you have 5 days. So if you're listening to this on a Thursday, you have 5 days from Thursday, right, to finish this challenge. It's not selfish. It's not self-centered. It's the fact that at the core of so many things that you are probably working on in your life, like being busy, battling indecision, trying to figure out what to do with your time, figuring out what do you want to do with your life. At the heart of all that, the thing that's missing is a clear personal life statement, like whatever you want to call it, life statement, mission statement. That's what's missing. And the point is, who are you independent of your human relationships? What do you want? Where are you? Why are you here? What do you want to do on this earth? And do you find that you're doing it in some way every single day, or at the very least striving to get there every single day? So here's the first step. Here's what you're going to do today. You're going to pull out that notepad that you bought because it was so pretty, but you've never really used it. Or you're going to pull out a blank sheet of paper from the printer, and you're going to write. You're going to write everything that comes to your mind when you really look back and think back and listen back to this episode. So maybe rewind me back a little bit when I was going through those questions. Write out everything that comes to your mind. I know that might feel weird to think I'm talking about myself and I'm just writing down things. Just write them down. It doesn't have to be complete sentences. I just want you to get everything that comes to your mind out, because I think what you'll find, at least for me, initially when someone asks that, I start thinking about the type of mom I am, like what I want to do throughout my business. My business is a part, it's an extension of me. It's me just through a business. And I start thinking in those terms. And originally that was probably my challenge, is like, oh no, but I want to think about like, but who are you, Shantae? Like, don't talk to me about you as a business, you as a mom, you as a friend. These are things that are important to me, but who are you without those things? Have you ever even thought about that? Who are you without those things? Take the time to take all those thoughts, write them out. Again, it doesn't even have to be full sentences. You're going to get all that out on one sheet of paper. That's what you're going to do first, okay? Then you're going to take all of those thoughts that you wrote and formulate them into sentences. One sentence, then another, until you capture what feels right to you. I want you to write it, even if it's a first rough draft of a sentence, right? Again, this isn't to be published in a book somewhere. Read it to yourself every day for the next 5 days as you begin to tweak it, right? And I want you to remind yourself every day of this week and really this month, because the point of doing this one first is you're going to now continue every day this month to keep reading that every day. Each one of these challenges builds upon the other. Read them and remind yourself of what you're here to do. And again, if you want to read mine, I'm going to be sending that out this week in the challenge emails, which you can sign up at shantaegrant.com/challenge. And like yours, my statement is a work in progress. I tweak it and add to it. But as it sits right now, it guides me daily. And it's the bedrock of how I show up as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, as a teacher, as a leader, as a everything. And it really, for me, one of the best benefits of the personal statement for me is it strips me of the need to fall into limiting or negative mindsets. It helps me not to waste time. It helps me to love. I'm going to say that one again. It helps me to love, and it helps me to be proactive and being better every single day. And it completely strips me of in my life of unhealthy fear. And I know that if I could offer you peace, if I could offer you guidance, if I could offer you clear direction, you wouldn't turn that down. And guess what? I'm offering you that through these challenges. So take this challenge and read what you write every day for the remainder of the month. And I really would love if you want to share with me what this practice has done for you. And if you've already written one, I'd love for you to revisit it and make sure that you're actually reading it every day. Maybe at the beginning and ending of every day, the beginning, middle, and end of every day. Maybe every time you have a meal, you read it. So that's kind of like an easy way to remind yourself and bookmark, you know, throughout your day. So join me over on Instagram. I'm at Shuntae Grant, S-H-U-N-T-A-G-R-A-N-T, where I'm going to be discussing each challenge each week and why it matters. And I want you to tag me so that I can know that you're participating. And if you make any posts about it, I want to share your posts. So make sure to do that. And I want to remind you of the steps of this challenge. So the first thing is just to get out some pen and paper after you've listened to this episode. And then write everything that comes to mind when you think of the questions. Who are you? What do you want to do with your life in this earth? What is it that's the bedrock or the foundation of your life? Take those words and then turn them into sentences, putting together your life mission statement. Don't aim for perfect. Don't try to be fancy. This is yours. No one needs to be impressed. Again, maybe let's deal with some of that stuff right now when you're even trying to do this, because this isn't going to be turned into a New York Times bestseller. It's for you. It's about you. So be you. Write like you. And share with me on Instagram to let me know that you're working on this challenge. I really want to see the people rise up who are working on this challenge. Also, so I can continue to check in on you. Again, you can sign up at shuntaegrant.com/challenge and share with me that you're participating by tagging me on Instagram at Shuntae Grant, S-H-U-N-T-A-G-R-A-N-T. And that's whenever you're listening to these words. This challenge lives on beyond February 2020. So I want to hear if you're participating. Tag me on Instagram at Shuntae Grant. And I'm going to let you get started with this week's challenge. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time to make time for you to understand what it means to actually get to the root of any negative thing that you're dealing with. It starts with you. And that's why I call it this challenge. It's the Start With You challenge. I can't wait to hear from you. And again, if you're listening in real time, join me Wednesday, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on Instagram. I want to bring some of you on and talk to you about how this challenge is going for you this week. All right, friends, until next week's challenge, you know where to find me. I can't wait to hear all about what you're doing with your personal life statements. I'll talk to you again real soon. I hope that wherever you are and whatever you are doing, that the sound of my voice finds you in the midst of pursuing something that has sincere meaning to you. You can find a brand new episode of the Business Life and Joy podcast each and every Monday morning, waiting just for you at shuntaegrant.com/podcast. And remember, the best way to say thank you for the podcast is by sharing the content with a friend. Until next time, my friend, may your business and your life be filled with joy. Bye for now.